Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. Underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. From Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcast, comes Variety Confidential. I'm your host, Tracy Patton, and in season one, we'll focus on the secret history of the casting couch. So join us as we navigate the tangled web of Hollywood's secret history of sex, money, and murder. Subscribe now to Variety Confidential wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? It's Dramos from the Life as a Gringo podcast. We are back with a brand new season. Now, Life as a Gringo speaks to Latinos who are born or raised here in the States. It's about educating and breaking those generational curses that, man, have been holding us back for far too long. I'm here to discuss the topics that are relevant to all of us and to define what it means to live as our true, authentic self. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And we continue with Our American Stories and more Christmas season stories. This one, how a Charlie Brown Christmas came to be and almost didn't. Americans fell in love with the show when it first aired on television back in 1965. It's been a part of our lives ever since. But the story of how Charles Schulz's A Charlie Brown Christmas came to be is itself an American classic. So too is the story of how it almost didn't come to be. But first things first, the 30-minute Christmas special wasn't birthed by the creative urge. It was commissioned by a commercial sponsor looking to turn the nation's most beloved newspaper cartoon strip into an animated TV special. Here's Lee Mendelson, who produced the special, telling the story of how this special came to be.
Would your creative group be interested in doing a Christmas special for Coca-Cola? Wow. Have you thought about doing one? I said, oh, absolutely. We think about it all the time. And he said, well, we need an outline down in Atlanta on Monday. It was Wednesday. So send us what you have, and we'll see what happens. So I called Mr. Schulz on the phone. I called Mr. Melendez, because we'd worked together on the documentary 2 years before. And I said, I think I just sold a Charlie Brown Christmas. And they said, what's that? And I said to Schulz, that's something you're going to write tomorrow. So Bill flew up from Hollywood, and I drove up from San Francisco, and he did write it on a Thursday. Those days, we sent it by Western Union on a Friday. And Monday, they call up and said, okay, let's do a Charlie Brown Christmas.
The team worked fast. They had only 3 months to create a script, record it, make a soundtrack, and create 30,000 animation cells from scratch. And this was all before the days of computer animated design. When the special was finished, it wasn't a hit with network executives. The first problem was the laugh track, or the lack thereof. It was unimaginable to produce TV comedy without it back in the 1960s. Schulz thought more highly of the viewers. He didn't believe they needed to be cued to laugh at predetermined moments. Another disagreement involved the voice work. CBS executives wanted to use adult actors who pretended to be kids. Schulz believed that using children gave the characters more authenticity. The CBS executives also had a problem with the jazz soundtrack by Vince Guaraldi. The music was too sophisticated for a children's program, they worried. They wanted something younger. The CBS executives also thought the show was too slow. They didn't think there was enough action in a show dedicated to children with limited attention spans. Last, the CBS executive is worried about the scene where Linus recites the story of the birth of Jesus Christ from the Gospel of Luke. It was too long, they believed, and too literal. The CBS executives assumed that Americans, especially American kids, wouldn't want to sit through a spoken passage from the King James Bible. Quote, "They were freaking out about something so overtly religious in a Christmas special," explained Bill Melendez. "They basically wrote it off." Schultz didn't just get pushback from CBS executives. Members of his own team were skeptical too. Melendez himself was hesitant. Quote, "I was leery of the religion that came into it. I was right away opposed to it," he told reporters. Luckily for Schultz, he was the beneficiary of a tight production schedule. Moreover, the network, the advertising agency, and the show's sponsor, Coca-Cola, had already promoted the show in TV Guide. Schultz had leverage, and he wasn't about to capitulate on key creative elements, and they aired the special as Schultz had intended. And that's why Charles Schultz was Charles Schultz. He intuitively knew the things Americans cared about, the things that gave their lives meaning. The longtime Sunday school teacher also knew the reading from the Gospel of Luke was the centerpiece of the show and a centerpiece of American life. It's a scene we'll always remember as Charlie Brown sinks into despair while trying to find the true meaning of Christmas. Linus walks on stage, stage center, and under a narrow spotlight, quotes that scripture from the Gospel of Luke.
"And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
And after Linus finishes, he walks across the stage and says, quote, "And that's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown." CBS executives were certain the show would be a ratings disaster. Programmers, well, they were equally grim, informing the production team, quote, "We will, of course, air it next week, but I'm afraid we won't be ordering any more." On Thursday, December 8th, 1965, the half-hour special aired, preempting the Munsters and following Gilligan's Island. 50% of American television tuned in. The cartoon was a critical and commercial hit, winning an Emmy and a Peabody Award. Linus's recitation was hailed by critic Harriet Van Horn of the World Telegram, who wrote, quote, "Linus's reading of the story of the Nativity was, quite simply, the dramatic highlight of the television season." Coca-Cola, well, it was inundated with letters from fans of the special. Here's one. "Gentlemen, I am writing the first fan letter in my 52 years of a rather full life to compliment you on sponsoring the A Charlie Brown Christmas television program. I don't know when any program has delighted as many adults as well as children, and I am writing to express the hope that you might be able to sponsor additional Charlie Brown programs." Grand Rapids, Michigan. And here's another. "To the makers of Coca-Cola, we wish to compliment you on the Peanut Show you sponsored on TV. Your production stands out as refreshing as your product. Our thanks to you and Mr. Schultz for bringing to the fore in his wholesome philosophy the real spirit of Christmas, which is so often obliterated by a false one. It is our hope that Peanuts may find a permanent place in the TV realm. May the makers of Coca-Cola be greatly blessed for their part in this worthwhile endeavor. Signed, the Sisters of St. Francis in Belle Vernon, Pennsylvania." But Charlie Brown's Christmas found that permanent place in the TV realm, that's for sure, and in America's hearts. It's equaled only by the 1966 program How the Grinch Stole Christmas in its popularity among young and old alike. Thank God the Grinch-like executives at CBS chose to air the special back in 1965. If it had been left to their instincts, we'd have one less national treasure to cherish come Christmas time. The story of a Charlie Brown's Christmas, the story of Charles Schulz in a way, and his intuitive understanding of what works in programming, the idea of having a jazz soundtrack, one of the most beloved of all time, was something all of the suits thought was a bad idea, but not Schulz. The kid actors, not the adult actors. The laugh track and the absence thereof, and most importantly, that Bible scene. All of these great artistic decisions make Charlie Brown's Christmas what it is. That story, the story of how Charlie Brown Christmas came to be and almost didn't, here on Our American Story.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. Underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. From Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcast, comes Variety Confidential. I'm your host, Tracy Patton, and in season one, we'll focus on the secret history of the casting couch. So join us as we navigate the tangled web of Hollywood's secret history of sex, money, and murder. Subscribe now to Variety Confidential wherever you get your podcasts.
Extra cash? Coming right up. Happy Money is letting you in on a happier way to elevate your savings with an incredible certificate offered by Alliant Credit Union. Smart, bold, and straightforward. Alliant offers a 12-month certificate with 5.25 APY annual percentage yield with a low minimum deposit of $1,000. Funds are insured up to $250,000. Best of all, anyone can apply to join. Elevate your savings today. Visit happymoney.com/Alliant. That's Alliant.
The APY is accurate as of the 11-1-2023 dividend declaration date. Early withdrawal penalties do apply. Fees may reduce earnings on the account. Any monthly withdrawals or transfers reduce earnings.